Play the music.
Praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome back to The Table,
a podcast where goodness and mercy follows us.
Oh, yes.
Yes, all of the days of our lives.
All of them. Even on the bad days.
And the good days.
And the good days. And the
I shall dwell
yes,
in Lord. The house of the Lord.
Yes, Lord. You better preach, Brother Tyler.
Wow.
Say that.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Cody.
We're your friends.
That's true.
Wow. Hello, brother.
Hello, brother.
How you doing?
You know what? I'm doing well.
Same.
Good. There's a lot of goodness and mercy in this room.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Neither of us are named goodness or mercy.
No.
So we're not talking about us. We're talking about his goodness and his mercy.
Thank you, Jesus.
I used to go to school with a girl named Mercy.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, you know.
I know somebody named Grace.
Well, really? Oh, good. they should start a band.
Right.
They should call it Mercy Grace and Grace. Oh. Or Grace and Mercy. What was bad is whenever I was in school, you know, back in my day.
Right.
We used to play
the before time.
Right. We used to play this game called Mercy.
Why do I remember that game?
Well, it was like you would like put your hand, you would interlock hands and like.
Oh, sad.
Your goal is to harm one another.
Yeah, that's
until,
why.
Until one of you calls Mercy. Never play that with a girl named Mercy.
No.
Because you scream Mercy if she gets you to that point. I wouldn't know that on a personal level.
And she's like, what?
That's exactly what would happen. Nope. She'd be like, what? And it's like, mercy, what? Because we were in elementary school.
What a not fun time that sounds like.
Yeah, that was not good.
But you know what is a fun time?
This podcast.
Wow, welcome, listener.
This episode. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We are so glad that you're here.
We got a wonderful episode for y'all.
Without you, we would just be talking to each other.
Well, and sometimes I kind of forget.
Yeah, me too. But I mean, let's be honest. We don't want to talk to each other.
Right.
We want to talk to you.
Yeah.
We are going to just descend down the rabbit hole today.
Oh, so excited.
We've got a few different talking points. I don't know what his are. He doesn't know what mine are. But we got some things to just sort of
catching up to do.
Things to talk about.
Some things I've refrained from talking about.
Oh, really?
For this.
Same. Somewhat. Some of them. You'll see.
Okay.
But before we get to that, you know what we got to do.
Let's do it.
We got to get to our segment.
One's got to go.
What?
Again?
back to back?
I am surprised and bamboozled. I don't know why, because I picked it.
What a loser.
This week on One's Gotta Go. Cody, I'm going to give you three options.
Three?
One of them has got to go.
You know what's weird about that is, for some reason, last week, I felt like I had to have at least four.
I did too, but then I was like, you know what? I was like, this is going to be hard enough.
Well, this is our show. We do what we want.
Exactly. Okay. I was like, this is going to be hard enough. I'm going to give this man three.
Okay.
Air conditioner.
Okay.
Headphones.
Okay.
Pockets.
Really?
Absolutely.
What? Bro, let me tell you something. First of all, I'm assuming that headphones, that my AirPods would fall under that? Or is
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, of course.
For that reason, got to keep headphones.
Okay.
Air conditioning, look at me. Like, I'm keeping air conditioning. Pockets, I can hold stuff in my hands. And pockets, I assume, by definition, does not eliminate fanny pack or a bag over my shoulder.
But are you going to carry your wallet in a like everywhere with you?
I carry my wallet on my phone. MagSafe. Don't come at me, bro. I am not an amateur at this. These are things that I lay in bed at night and I think about. What would I do? Well, look, Sarah's over here sleeping. It's like 3 o'clock in the morning.
And what would I do if I didn't have pockets?
And I'm over here thinking, okay, let's just imagine that I wake up tomorrow and there's no pockets. What's the solution to that?
Oh, my Lord.
Okay, the solution. Yeah.
Oh, man.
What about you, though? What would you do?
This is probably going to surprise you.
Wait. Can I guess?
Sure.
Headphones.
Yep.
Why?
Because I need pockets.
Wait, you need pockets more than headphones? What do you carry in your pockets?
Stuff.
Like what? What's in your pockets right now?
Wallet.
I took
my keys out because I didn't want them jangling.
I'm going to empty my pocket right now that I have stuff in. First of all,
hey, yes, Lord. Empty your hands.
Let's see, I got some money. Hands. I got, good Lord, there's $15 in here.
My God.
You know what? I think the Lord may have multiplied that because I didn't know I had $15.
Praise. See, won't he do it?
There's 50,
goodness
will.
And mercy.
There's a mask that I had due to the pandemic.
The thing.
Yeah. And then a little bit more change that I can't reach because I'm fat. So
I had whenever I walked in the door, I had keys, money, and my phone.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
Keys, money, and your phone.
But I'm not gonna lie to you. I forgot about fanny packs. I know. I would 100% wear a fanny.
Well, you don't lay in bed thinking about these things like I do.
That's true.
I mean, you have better things to do. You're a grown up. That's
true.
But I am just like, I'm just over here like.
I acknowledge that backpacks were a possibility, but I know I would not carry my backpack everywhere, or I'd forget something in it, or mm-hmm. like some. It's easy to run off with at work.
Question.
Answer.
Would, so the backpack. Is it able to have pockets, or is it just one single bag?
Because we're going to say drawstring bag.
I would do it. I'd still do it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I would lose stuff too easily. Yeah. That, like, it'd be easy to run off with. I need pockets.
Okay. Well, so. You can enjoy your pockets, and I'll enjoy my AirPods and my air conditioning.
Oh, we both going to be up in that air conditioning. We both going to be in one way or another. But. I may give you some stuff to, or you may give me some stuff to hold in my pocket. Hey, bro,
slip this in your pocket one time. I got you, fam.
And I'm like blaring my phone out on loud.
You're going to have to, don't get me started on that. You're going to have to get some bigger pants, though, fam.
Right.
Because I got, like, a huge phone.
I bought a pair of bigger pants recently.
Like
swishy pants. Not, larger size, thank God. Right. But they're, like, I don't want to call them Aladdin pants. But that's like the best way to describe them, honestly.
Seen in the hit film, Aladdin. Right,
exactly. Yeah. They're still tapered at, like, the ankle because fashion. But they're really, really, really swooshy. Same. Like, really big, like, parachute-style pants in the sense of if I jump off a building and it catches air, it might, like, inflate and, like, keep me from my death.
So you're saying they're really swooshy?
They're very swooshy. They're very big. They're very...
what you're describing...
Just lots of room.
What you're describing is me on the basketball court. Just very swooshy, like, all nothing but net all the time. Very big, like you said.
Okay.
Yeah, that's just me. Michael Jordan, who?
All right. I'm ready.
No disrespect to Michael Jordan. Michael B. Jordan can get out of here, but the real Michael Jordan.
Oh.
You know.
Brother, I have been, I don't want to say distracted this week. I've been a little distracted.
Been distracted.
At work.
Oh.
I've been working, let me preface this in case anybody from work is listening. I have worked really hard this week. I've gotten a lot of overtime. Mm-hmm. I have been working well. But there have been moments, especially on my break and at my lunch, where I've been on my phone a lot.
Uh-huh.
Because I have downloaded an app. Or re-downloaded an app.
Hmm. What is it?
Words with Friends 2.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yep. I'm back on the Words with Friends craze.
Oh, man.
I almost sent an invite to our group chat the other day, and I was like, I'm not ready to be ridiculed like this.
I'm going to save it for the podcast. And then
exactly.
I only have one question. I only have one question here at the beginning. How many active games do you have going right now? How many active games do you have going right now?
Let me look.
Because here's what I know. You don't have just one. And I guarantee you there's games where they're waiting on you to play them back because you can't get to all of them. Because you got so many. How many do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, oh, 7.
Oh, my word.
8, 9.
Tyler.
10, 11.
You've got 11 active games.
And 8 of them are waiting on responses.
Tyler, this is not healthy. This...
Oh, my word. If it makes you feel better, I'm winning most of them.
Well, thank God. Thank God, because if you were losing, is that why you don't want to play back because you're currently winning?
No, well, no. Honestly, I feel bad because I got nudged.
As you should.
Well, I got nudged this morning on one of the games.
No.
I know.
That's like the worst.
I know. But I'm like, I play.
Oh, no.
I've been good. Like, throughout the week, I've been pretty responsive and stuff like that. Like,
yeah.
But at the weekends, I never play a game on my phone because it's like, it's the weekend, you know? Like,
you got things to do.
Exactly.
Like, climb Mount Everest, right. Go hiking.
Or eat.
Yeah.
But it's like, so I don't respond. The Monday morning will hit and they've like blocked me or something. No, I'm being dramatic. I'm being dramatic. But like, it's been days since I've played, and then like, I'll be super responsive throughout the entire week.
Can I ask what got you back on the Words with Friends thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you this. What got you back on the Words with Friends trend? Was it something I said?
No.
Okay.
No. I have been talking to somebody and like we wanted to like play a game and stuff.
Yeah.
And the iMessage games were just not cutting it.
I feel that.
So I was like, let's just download a game like to play. And we downloaded Words with Friends.
What about Draw Something?
That's the other one.
That's the other one?
That's another one of my talking points was Draw Something because I'd never played it before.
Really?
Never.
You didn't play it back in the day? When, nope. Well, I don't think you had an iPhone back then.
I probably had a flip phone at the time.
You probably did. Because when I say back then, like I was at the radio station.
Oh, no. So I probably had a like a BlackBerry or something.
You had a BlackBerry? I never had a BlackBerry.
I did. I enjoyed those.
I wanted one, man, because I really...
They were super cool.
I liked the...
I felt like the most powerful businesswoman in the world.
What? Okay.
I'm being dramatic.
So you have, you said 11 active games.
11 active games.
You're currently winning in most of them.
Yes.
The one that matters, and you know which one I'm talking about.
Yes.
Are you winning in
by like 100?
Sweet.
I'm like...
Next question.
Right.
How many times have you went to play the word okay?
Never.
And then it pops up and says, okay is not a word.
Yep.
And then you have to click the button
okay.
that says okay.
Yep. That happened to me one time.
Get like, out of here with that garbage.
I literally.
So what like, in the world?
I'm really proud of myself. I do feel like I have an extensive vocabulary.
You do,
like,
for sure.
Thank you. And I've been playing like I don't like playing random words. Like I don't like just putting I, like Q and then I and then being like. 30 points. Like, I don't play to win like that. Like,
I am ashamed. That's me.
Like, I mean, I get it. People do that. Like, get points where you can. I'm like, I'm not hating by any means. But I personally, my play style, I like to play words that I know. And I like to try to, like, line them up with the other words and, like, have them stacked and stuffed because it makes multiple words.
Yeah.
Like, that. I think that that's really, really cool whenever you are able to pull that off. But... I have moments. I will be on the phone talking to this person while playing with Words of Friends. And, and I'm like, you mean to tell me yib is not a word?
Just, good grief.
Just out of nowhere we'll be talking.
Yib.
And I, just random stuff like that. And that like would be convenient to work out. And I'm like, you mean to tell me oyi is not a word?
Fam. What in the world, man?
And then I just got done playing like toenail for, and it got like 100 points because it's all seven letters right. or whatever.
Good grief.
Ballots.
Yeah. Well, that we should play.
Oh, absolutely.
We should, like,
absolutely.
I'm not committing to a long term thing.
Of course.
But like,
that's why I have 11 games going on because some people don't respond. Like, the desire times, but they have introduced robots. So, like, you can play with, if you want to play instantly, you can play with the computer.
Oh, okay. Well,
and that gets progressively harder.
I'm about to say, that seems like unfair to someone like me.
Whenever it got to the hard, I got to the highest difficulty level, and it, like, I'm like, these aren't even words.
Right.
Like, of course, you can click on them and get the quote unquote definition. It was like word of the week words.
Yeah.
Like, but it didn't even sound like words.
Yeah. I understand.
Like, are you kidding me?
Well, that's how I feel every time you bring up a word of the week.
Well, like, I didn't know those words either.
Are you kidding me, man?
But Draw Something. Another thing that I was going to bring up, but that was another app that we downloaded, and I was playing it, and I'm just like, wow, this is really fun.
Yeah.
Wow, my fingers are really fat.
Fam, the little area is so small to draw. It's so small.
It's like the marker part is so huge. So I'm trying, and you know me, I like to draw.
Yeah.
And so I'm trying to draw like three dimension, like you see that there's depth to it because that helps with some of the pictures.
Yeah.
But like, because my fingers are fat and those lines are fat and the area is small, it like ends up getting jumbled together. And so and there's no shading or anything like that, so it's not like I can be lighter on certain areas and show the difference of the lines.
But you could, it's if you like, would.
Oh, absolutely.
Or would if you could, excuse me.
Yeah, absolutely. Like if I was playing on an iPad or something like that, it'd be totally different. Like I'd have portraits.
Right.
But the lines are like all mixing together, and so it looks like just one big blob, not like three dimensional. So then you try to throw a black in there, and then it's like a random black streak. That's it's just.
Yeah, I know what you mean. I've been there. I've been on the draw something train.
But yeah. I have already gotten to the point of where they're recycling words. I'm like,
you're
like, it's 2021 and you haven't like,
we gotta wait for that next update.
I guess. When's that gonna happen?
I don't know. But
this app came out years ago.
Speaking of updates, there's a new one for the Switch.
People were upset.
Fam, I'm one of them.
Yeah. Like,
Because it revealed something.
I was upset.
It revealed. Mm-hmm. So for those that don't know, On the Nintendo Switch, it has a headphone jack because it just does. So prior to recently, like this week, or at the time of this recording, if you wanted to use Bluetooth headphones, you had to buy an adapter that you plugged into the headphone jack. Then you had to like pair to that thing instead of your actual
Switch. Did you ever buy the adapter?
No. Okay. I was like, I will not. Because it was just think about that, man. Like,
no, absolutely.
Extra weight, this and that. So I never did buy it. Well, this week, Nintendo pushes out an update that says...
A software update,
yes. That enables Bluetooth headphone support.
How long has the Nintendo been out?
How long has it been out, bro?
Like, what? Several years.
It's been out. I'm going to Google it. But here's...
It's been years.
Oh, it's been multiple years. And there's been multiple models.
Yep.
Multiple models of the Switch.
And they just randomly put out the update, finally. And it was just that easy. I'm like, you were saying we could have had this the whole time.
It's been possible via hardware the whole time. They just waited all this time to actually enable it. And I'm like,
why?
Why?
What hindereth thou?
What is the purpose?
I remember training at work 3 years ago, and on our lunches or whatever, I had brought my Switch with me.
2017.
That's 4 years ago as of this recording. I was at work 3 years ago training, and I was sitting at work wishing I had AirPods.
Yeah.
I had to go buy regular earphones so I could plug them into my Switch because I was playing at work on lunch.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm like, I have $100 AirPods and I cannot connect them to this
Switch.
$400 device.
Right.
Like, are you kidding me?
When I saw that, bro, first of all, I was like, I'm happy about it. I'm happy that it's now a thing. And I actually paired mine with my AirPods this morning. Yeah. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But it's just like I don't understand things. I don't understand. It would be different if like, okay, it's not possible for hardware, but here's the new Switch and it gets Bluetooth support.
Yeah.
But that's not the case. It's just like, oh, here you go. Here's support for that. Why have you waited so long?
Yeah. It's a very upsetting situation.
It seems very simple. And it was just like, man, you know who would have never done this to us, Tyler? Steve from Blue's Clues.
Are we really going to talk about it?
I would like to.
Really?
Yeah, because I have feelings and thoughts.
I have feelings and thoughts as well, but I wonder if we're going to be on the same page.
Well, probably not, just based on you saying that.
Let's go for it.
So, did you ever watch Blue's Clues?
Yeah, absolutely.
And and what was your...
Blue's Clues Weekend 2.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from. And then
that was free.
Thank you.
Yeah. So I'm intrigued by your response. What is your thoughts on the whole Steve?
I didn't finish it.
What?
I did not finish it. I didn't.
Explain yourself, fam. Were you like at the hospital? Like what? What happened?
I was watching, and it just didn't. For some reason, it just did not strike a chord with me. I was like, it's been 20 years. Like, but it's not like I was too young because we had like several VHSs that we rewatched often. And I just quoted the song from memory that I haven't heard in years. So I watched it and I know what it is. And I remember him and I remember being angry at the transition to the new guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I left it.
Right. Absolutely. And so I don't know. I was kind of like, how dare you?
What?
Yeah. I did not feel.
Oh, my goodness.
Like, I did not feel like the sense of like oh, he's proud. I'm like, you weren't there.
You weren't there for me during
my trials.
Well, that is not. I'm surprised at that.
Like everybody shares it. I'm just like I don't want to say there's a level of judgment. There's a little level of judgment.
Well, get prepared to judge because I was like.
Really?
Fam, you don't understand. First of all, let me tell you like how it went down. So I'm on Facebook and I see the video.
I mean, same.
And I'm like,
hello?
What is this? Because I saw that it was new, a new video.
Right. Like, well, he did not look the same.
Well, he didn't, but it was just like, I didn't realize Steve was like,
alive.
Still here, like relevant. I knew that he had like left.
Associated with the company.
Yeah, I'm like, why is Nick sharing something with Steve? Why is Steve in like his shirt,
right,
and a hat? Like, what's going on? So I saw it. I'm sitting here and I'm watching it, but I got it at low volume. And I got it at low volume for a reason.
My wife is in the room.
Okay.
And I'm a 30-year-old man.
Watching a Blue's Clues
and,
video.
And there's a Blue's Clues video, and I'm watching that. And I get about three quarters of the way through it, and Sarah's like, "What are you watching?" I said,
Blue's Clues tell me he's proud.
I said, "You remember Steve from Blue's Clues?" She's like, "Oh yeah, I saw it."
That's my best friend.
And I'm like, well, then I felt judged. And I was, so then there came a point in time though, later that evening, where Sarah was like, "All right, I'm gonna go get a shower." So she went, I went back to it and I finished it. And Steve looked at me in my eyes and said, he said two things. He said, "I never forgot about you." And I said, "Same, Steve. I never forgot about you." And then he said something. He said, "By the way, you look great." He said,
"Thank you, Steve."
He said, "Whatever you're doing, it's working. Keep it up." And I was like, "God bless you, Steve."
You know, I will go get another little Caesar's pizza.
Listen, we've already talked about how like I'm a sucker for nostalgia.
Yeah, I mean,
when Steve looked at me and said that he never forgot about me, first of all, I know he was lying to me.
Right.
I know this, but Steve is such a special.
That man didn't forget about you, because that man was still getting them checks.
That man was like, I was
getting that money.
I know, but like, it was just like,
he was this, like, thanks, bestie.
It was just this moment of like, man, that's my childhood. Me and Delaney used to watch Blue's Clues together. We used to play Blue's Clues. We would get pieces of copy paper from Mama's printer. Draw the little paws on it and tape it to things.
Wow.
And be like, "Let's go look for the clues that we just hung up 10 seconds ago." And we had like our notebook where we would draw the thing. Speaking of draw something. But yeah, man, when I saw that, and then to see that I wasn't alone.
Oh, there were so many people.
To see that there was so many people being like, Steve from Blue's Clues says that he never forgot about me and that's all that matters.
Or I saw some really funny memes about it.
I'm sure you did.
Let me go look for those. Please continue to tell me your thoughts on
that. Well, I'm sure they were hilarious memes. But when I saw it, like, it was on Twitter. I even went down a little rabbit hole on YouTube of like searching, where did he go? Like, what was the story? Why did he leave Blue's Clues? And I learned something. I learned that the reason he left ultimately was because he was losing his hair. And he didn't want to be like the bald guy losing his hair on a children's TV show.
I thought he was going to college.
Well, he's in the show, that was what they said, was Steve is going to college. But he actually, Steve, like the man, wanted to quit the show before he lost all his hair because he could see that it was rapidly leaving him.
Really?
Yeah.
Same.
Also same. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't find anything that I had saw previously.
What was the name of the inferior guy that came after him? Steve's
Dave
brother?
Dave or something? Like Dave? David? I don't remember.
I don't either. He doesn't.
I didn't watch him.
Right. I didn't watch him at all.
It just, yeah, I just didn't finish it.
I am surprised.
I am really surprised also.
I really am. I'm surprised. I figured that it would have been like the opposite for us.
Same. Like, honestly. It was just wild.
I ain't watching that junk. I didn't finish
me
it.
Like, just like obsessed, crying, sharing it.
You go buy a Blue's Clues poster and put it in your house. Mochi tears it up with the moments of it arriving.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, and as a matter of fact, I don't want to say I got annoyed, but I was like, the more people shared it, like, I was just like rolling my eyes.
Really, Tyler? This is the one?
I know.
This is what it is for you? Out of all the stupid junk that you think is funny and enjoy, this is the one that annoyed you?
I know. I was like, I didn't make it far in the video at all.
That's so funny.
Like, people would share it, or like share reels from it or whatever, like clips from it, and they would just be like, "Oh, I'm so, like, not me out here crying because of Steve, yada, yada, yada."
Yeah.
Like, I really needed to hear this. I'm like, I can't relate.
Well.
Like, it's not that I didn't need to hear it, but I didn't need to hear it from Steve.
Well, he said, fam, and he didn't even just say that he had not forgotten about us. He said that he's glad that we're still friends.
We're not.
But. I just don't know about that, bro. I just think that you need to. I think you got some deep-seated trauma.
Well, and I can tell you probably where that trauma comes from right now. It is from something stupid that my phone has been doing here lately.
Really?
Like, upsettingly so. My...
I never forgot you. Ever. And I'm super glad we're still friends.
Steve. I just like, I felt nothing.
Oh, Steve.
I felt apathy.
Well, let's talk about something more important like your phone issue.
Well,
please, Tyler, tell us. What is your, well, what is your,
to the matter, the real matter, right, in our main topic for today.
Gosh.
I'm over here crying. I got tears in my eyes. That's how I was like, well, my was phone's like, been bothering me.
Rolling my eyes.
Got a green line down my phone.
It's not anymore. Thank God.
Sorry.
My name's Cody. I sound like this.
Whatever, hater.
What's your issue, brother? Because I think this must be one of the things you haven't told me about.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take a picture on my phone,
mm-hmm.
and then whenever I click the photo at the bottom left, and you know, it opens up your gallery.
Yeah.
White.
Really?
I see the thumbnail at the bottom.
Yeah.
And like I'll swipe and I can go to my old pictures. They're perfectly fine. But anything new that I just took, solid white.
I know how to fix it, bro.
Well, I would close the app, close everything out, open it, and eventually it'll show up. And the same thing, whenever I go, I took a picture today. I took a picture and I was sending them to somebody. I took several pictures and I was going to send them because I was showing them where stuff was. And I clicked on it and from the messages,
mm-hmm.
and it was like, cannot be shared at this time. Or like there's an error, yada, 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 cannot share. I'm like, what the world? I'm like, I have to wait. And then eventually I'm able to do it.
When was the last time you did a hard reset? Like volume up,
like
volume,
hard reset?
Volume up, volume down, power button until your screen goes black and the Apple logo shows up.
It's been a while.
You need to do that. That'll fix it.
I do. Okay.
But if you don't do that, you could just switch your phone to dark mode. And that way it won't be a white screen that comes up. It'll be a dark screen that comes up.
Sweet. Yeah. Like now. Right. Exactly. Now I'm clicking those pictures to send and they're perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, you should do a hard reset. First of all, it's good to do that to your phone anyway. Like every now and then. I try to do it like once a week or
like
so.
Like a nice little bath.
Well, yeah. That's what it is. Not
once a week.
Once a week. Right. Typically, we bathe once a week.
Right.
But yeah, well, that is frustrating. But the good news about stuff like that is you can do something like the hard reset. But those little like things like that that don't go away until like there's another update. Like when it's like a software update.
I even checked for an update.
Yeah.
Like, well, it's just been whacking out here.
Well, you know, this coming Monday, as of the time of this recording, that iOS 15 is coming out.
Oh, good.
Yeah, and it's pretty nice. It's got some nice things that I feel like.
As long as it doesn't crash your phone.
Well, it's not. Yeah. I already have it. But it's pretty nice, especially like the messaging thing. Like, it's like,
yeah.
If you send, like, let's say we send four pictures,
mm-hmm.
instead of just like showing up boom, 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 boom in a line like they do. They show up like stacked on top of each other, but like they would be like if you were holding them in your hand like cards, and you could swipe between them, and they'll like go from one behind the other. Like it's really neat,
really
very fluid.
Does it look good?
Yeah, it looks great. I really enjoy it.
Okay, oh, I am excited.
And there's also stuff like shared to you or shared by you. So it's a lot of different little things like that that just make quality of life improvements.
Has there been any update in regards to the amount of photos that could be sent at once without putting it into like an iCloud link?
I'm not sure. I haven't experienced that issue.
Anytime you send more than 10 photos, it turns into an iCloud link.
When do you send more than 10 photos?
When it like, well, if it's like a birthday party or like an event or something.
Let's see. I'm about to send you 10 photos.
Oh.
I'm going to send you, first of all, I need to send you one of Steve from Blue's Clues, so you can look at it every day and apologize to it. Don't look at me like that. I'm a grown man. I'll come across this room. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to do that because Steve will not approve.
Okay.
Yeah. So you can thank him for that.
Wow, thanks.
So let's see. I'm just going to send you the first 10 pictures that I have, which is probably going to be pictures of buildings. Okay. Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Do like 12. 10,
make sure 11, yeah. And then 12. Okay. Here we go. Add. Boom. Yeah. So it sent the 12 photos. And on my end, it looks like, well, I can't do it right now because it's not sent. There we go. It's like,
wow.
You go between them like that. So I don't know if it'll show up on your end like that, but on my end, it works. Technology.
They showed up. Well, let me see what happens when I click 10 images.
We got to do 12. Now, look, make sure you look at the images I sent now.
I did. Thank you for that.
Okay.
Much appreciated.
Yeah, because I sent
pictures of buildings, of Gerald.
Gerald!
Gerald! When you ended that episode like that the other day, fam,
I
literally, when I was editing it, I had a great time.
Okay, well, whenever
Tyler is still
now, I look like a liar.
Hold on, let me select.
Well,
it.
No, I know what you're talking about. Like, it's done it before.
I'm gonna select it from the actual photo gallery.
Okay, this is like riveting content.
This is what you're here for.
We're currently like just sorting out Tyler's technological issues while you're listening. That's what we do. Let's do a round.
Preparing of iCloud link.
Is that rain or applause?
The world may never know.
The world may never know.
Way never know.
Way never know. So you just sent something, and it sent it to me as 18 photos.
As a link.
Sent via iCloud, expires October 18th.
That's what I'm saying.
That's like, so specific. Why October 18th?
I have no idea.
Is today the 18th? Is today the 18th?
Today is indeed September the 18th.
So it, right, but it's, what I'm saying is it gives it a month. That may be something you can disable in your settings.
I hope so.
I haven't
cared enough to check.
Well, that's part of your problem.
Just enough to bring it up on the podcast.
Right, and for us to produce this. We'll look into that after the show. I think I may be able to fix that. But speaking of the episode where we talked about Gerald, can we talk about what happened after that?
Can we?
Yeah.
Okay.
So... Tyler and I recorded our episode about Finding Dory.
And I'm ready to go home and go eat.
What?
After I recorded the episode.
Oh, I thought you meant right now. I'm like,
well, yeah.
But I'm like, are you cutting this short?
No.
So he leaves. I leave. And my responsibility for the evening is I'm going to go pick up dinner for me and Sarah. And so she had ordered McAllister's on her way home from work. I was sitting in the line at Popeyes. I had made it like halfway through the line.
So 45 minutes.
So yeah.
You'd already been, yeah.
Right. I had already aged significantly in that time. And I get a call. It's Sarah, which isn't abnormal. Sometimes she'll be like, hey, I'm home, or, you know, whatever. Maybe a random question. Yeah. She doesn't always text when she should.
Stop.
Sometimes a call. So it's just like, okay. I answer the phone. I'm like, hello. And she is crying.
Oh, no.
She's squalling. And I hear this, and I immediately, my heart sinks. And then she says, I just hit a deer. I totaled my car. And my heart sinks even further. And I said, oh, my gosh, where are you? And I just, like, tear out of Popeyes and go down our little road here. And I get on 26, because I know she's on 26. And she's like, I'm somewhere on 26. She said, there's a fireman here with me. He was behind me. She said, I'm okay. I'm not hurt.
Thank God.
Right. Thank God. That was the most important thing.
Yeah.
But even still,
what do we do?
Right. So I get off the phone with her. First person I call is mom, because I wanted to like have her tell like everybody else, tell granny, tell my mom, papa, like just praying for her, just make everyone aware, you know. And then the next person I call you.
Well, from my point of view, I had gotten home after a lovely evening of recording the podcast.
Yeah.
You know, I'm ready to, I have taquitos in the air fryer.
Praise God.
I have changed it to my jammy jams. And I'm laying on the floor with Mochi, just
chilling and whatnot.
On the ground. Right. Like using him as a pillow, like just chilling.
Thinking about Gerald.
Right. I don't even think I was on my phone, because I looked down and my phone lit up and I saw that it was you. It was like your contact picture and your name and stuff. And I'm like, oh, because we've already discussed your dislike for phone calls.
Yeah.
As you alluded to earlier.
Right. Yeah.
But I went through the log in my brain. I was like, okay, what did I leave over there? I wanted to think the easy stuff first.
Yeah.
I was like, I didn't want to go straight to the bad. So I was like, okay, maybe I left the piano over there. I was like, no, I just unloaded all that. I was like, maybe I left XYZ. I was like, no, maybe. Yeah. I knew it had to be something. And so I picked up the phone and then he told me, and I was just, I was like, I was upsetty spaghetti.
Your response was, no.
Yeah. I was just like, I was sad. I was glad she was okay.
You know, yeah, of course.
Like, but I was like, obviously you don't want anybody in your, especially in your family,
right,
to go through that, you know, and like have to deal with what happens after that and things of that nature. You know, I was just like, no, this is not ideal at all. And then like, then my mind started wandering to other people that I know that are driving and stuff like that late at night on highways, and even us, you know, like where we drive and when we drive and whatnot. And I was just like, oh man, like just not having a good time. Yeah. But overall, like whenever you're like, she's okay, I felt good. I felt better about that.
Yeah.
But then I was just like, what can I do? Like, I want to help, but like,
well, you offered, you're like, do I need to go with you? And at this point I'm like, fam, I'm past your house. Like I'm way past.
Well, there's nothing I could have done.
Exactly. Exactly.
I wanted to be useful somehow.
Right. And I understand that, but it's just like,
I don't have a spare car.
There's no need in like interfering with your evening. I just wanted you to know. And then, so I got my little Malibu in the wind.
Yeah.
I got my emergency blinkers on. I'm driving. I'm praying. I'm like thanking God that she's okay, but just praying like, Lord, help us with everything that's going to come after this, you know, all this. And I get behind this car who is just going so slow, like, oh my goodness. And in front of him is another one, and in front of them is one more.
No.
I'm behind three vehicles. The speed limit is 55. They're going like 45. But I can't pass because
where it was.
Because, well, not only where it was, it's like there's three vehicles I would need. I would need like a super long straightway to be able to pass these people.
There is an area of that though on 26.
Yeah, but
I even call it the stretch.
Right, but she was on this side of the stretch.
Oh, okay, well,
yeah. So it was like
not that far down.
It wasn't that far down, but I didn't know that. I didn't know where she was. Yeah. I was picturing her being on the stretch.
See, I thought it was like the county line.
She was right before you get to White's Crossing.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like right there, close to her previous wreck, which is also weird. But anyway, I pull up. I see ahead of me that there's like the firefighter has like a light going on his truck. I see the car in the ditch. I see her standing there. I'm like, oh my gosh! I pull up and I start talking to them, checking on her. Are you sure you're okay? No bruising? No this and that? She's like, no, I'm fine. I'm super upset about my car.
Yeah.
At which she loves that car, man. Like that car has been her baby for a long time. We got that car after she wrecked her other one. It was just like, she was pretty upset about the car. But I'm like, you know what? The car can be replaced. I'm just glad you're okay. She's like, yeah, I know. It's just a bad situation. Funny thing came out of it, though. Because remember, I'm sitting in Popeyes and I'm getting my food while we're waiting on hers to be prepared.
Yeah.
So she's like, I guess I should call McAllister's. And I said, what? And she said, yeah, I should call them and cancel my order. So she calls McAllister's and she's just like,
hey.
She's like, hey, I had called and placed an order, but I just had a wreck. So I'm not going to be able to come get it. I need to cancel the order. And she said the girl on the other line was like, I mean, are you okay?
I couldn't imagine and being in that worker's shoes.
Right. I mean, imagine that. And she's like, yeah, I'm okay. I just had her. And she's like, I mean, where? And this poor girl on the other end of the line is like so concerned about her. And
I'm sure she doesn't get those calls every day.
For sure. Well, I hope not.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. People be ordering McAllister's and then getting into wrecks. But so then, long story short, the wrecker finally came, got the car. The cops told us we could leave. Everything was ultimately fine there. Like, you can't do anything. Like, so where we're at now, and at the time of this recording, by the time you hear this, it'll probably be resolved. But by the time of this recording, we're
upsetty spaghetti.
We're upset. We're currently waiting to hear, are they going to be able to fix it or are they going to total it? Either way has pros and cons.
Right.
But we'll just see what happens.
Patreon link below.
Wow.
Oh, I'm only halfway kidding.
Oh, jeez.
No, but I too have recently felt a feeling of hopelessness and what can I do?
Oh.
I will say not as severe.
Well, thank God.
Right. I've had, as a matter of fact, I tweeted about it today. Yes.
I saw your tweet.
Yes. And I have woken up the past 3 nights after a dream of having a dog.
Was it a corgi?
No. Which is even more upsetting.
That was my first question I wanted to ask you when I saw your tweet.
Even more upset. Like,
what kind of dog was it?
Well, one night it was just like this big German, like husky looking thing.
Yeah.
Like if somebody said draw a dog, like,
just,
that would be
just draw that.
That. Yeah.
Yeah.
But without floppy ears. It was like the pointed ears.
Well, I don't approve of that.
Really sweet. I don't care. It's just really sweet. Last night was really bad. Not bad, but like, I say bad because it hurt me.
Yeah.
I woke up and I did not have a dog.
Yeah.
It was like a little hound dog. With no. Big floppy ears, little stubby legs.
No.
And he literally, I specifically remember picking him up and then him like putting his head against my head and his ears over my shoulders.
Oh,
and like, he's
no.
like fat. I'm like holding him like this because he's fat. And he's like up here on me and just... The dreams were, and they weren't, so here's the thing, they weren't even my dogs. Let me clarify that, because I don't know how I worded it, but like, I was going to people's houses and loving on these dogs and like trying to take them and like, but it wasn't like in a, I'm committing crime.
Yeah.
It was like, they're either A, neglecting the dog, or like getting rid of the dog, or just
yeah.
didn't care, or I just didn't care. Like, just something happened to where like I was going to these people's houses and taking their dogs peaceably.
It's funny when you put it that
peaceably,
way
peaceably.
But
I'm going to these people's houses and taking their dogs.
But like,
I remember being just, I remember feeling sadness in those
yeah.
dreams, like, and like waking up and just like Mochi is like clawing my face.
It is not a dog.
Right. Like, I love Mochi to death, but it's just been like really hard having these dreams
lately. I understand,
lately.
Fam.
Because like, cats and dogs are so different.
They are.
I love Mochi. Love him to death. And he's like been there when I needed him. The OG, you know, but like.
But you're his servant.
Right, basically. but the dog.
And fam, like, you know who has a dog and has had one for a long time? Steve from Blue's Clues. Just so you know.
Next week on the table. Oh, we should do that. We should do like
teasers.
Yeah.
For the
next week.
Well, sometimes we don't know.
It just
depends on how things.
It could be. It should be like off the wall stuff.
Yeah.
Next
oh.
week. Next week on the table. The guys like defuse our bombs.
That's for the YouTube channel.
Right.
That we don't have yet.
Ooh, Patreon Ooh. Link below.
Fam. Speaking of links and stuff, speaking of Link, the cat.
Oh, good.
okay. because he's not a dog, it wouldn't be appropriate.
Exactly.
Just the last thing that I have that I just wanted to bring up is the fiasco that I faced in getting a working URL for our website.
This has been like, first of all, a long time in the making.
Oh yeah.
This has been something we're like, wow, it'd be great if we had a website.
Well, here's the thing, man. As we both know, I'm not a smart man.
Oh.
But there's some things I just know.
Refer to our episode about smartness.
Right. I just know certain things. And it's, if you, Tyler, had a website that was www.tylerreyes.com.
Least visited site in the world.
But like, you would have to purchase that domain name.
Yeah.
You have to purchase it from either Google or yeah. GoDaddy or wherever you have to buy it. You buy that. You pay for that, in our case, by the year.
Yeah.
So it's unique. It's yours. And if someone else tries to type in, hey, I have an idea for a domain, they type that in, well, it's unavailable because you've already bought it.
Yeah.
With that being said, I bought our domain.
Yep.
Thattablepod.com.
Check it out.
As you should. And long story short is what was happening is when the website was running, because we had been experimenting with the websites behind the scene.
Right.
Before we ever released it publicly. So it's a functioning, working website that has been live for a little while.
Yeah.
And we would type in thattablepod.com and it would pull up stuff related to the show. Like, it would be like the socials or a particular...
You're talking about in the Google search bar?
In the Google search bar, yeah. It would show up like the socials or maybe even like a specific episode on like a certain player, like Stitcher would show up. It would be stuff related to the show. But what should be happening is somewhere on that first page...
Should be the website.
Should be the website.
Right.
Because it's a... I'm searching specifically for this very specific one-of-a-kind domain. And the problem I was having is it just was not showing up, which is a problem for this reason. You and I... Typically, like when we hear like, hey, check the bio for our link or link in our bio. So, okay, my thought is I'm going to go to the bio and get the link.
Yeah.
But some people, depending on their situation, maybe they're at work at a desktop, they're probably like, well, I'm just going to type it in and go to it because I'm already here at my desktop. I'm not going to pull out my phone, go to their Instagram, click the link. So I wanted it to work on all fronts. The problem was for that person, they would not be able to find it. They would not be able to find the website.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to launch it until this was a saluted problem. A problem that was solved. Thank you so much. wow, words are hard. And I was talking saluted. I was talking to some folks behind the scenes of like, hey, this is the problem I'm facing. And I understood what they were saying. They were saying, listen, your website is super new. It's there are whole industries that are focused around getting your website to show up in Google search. You're going to have to give it time. It's going to have to like grow in popularity before it goes up to the top of the page. Blase, blase, blase. I said, I understand what you're saying if our domain was thetable.com.
Yeah.
But this is so specific, and it's one of a kind that I have bought and paid for. It just seems like if I type in this URL, it should show up at the top, and it wasn't. So that was a now, from what I understand and from what I've seen now, that is no longer the case. It is showing up. It is fully functional. It's active. Good. Everything should be good.
Don't take our word for it, though.
Go check it out
for yourself.
That's right. Go into your browser and type in www.thattablepod.com. That's that.
.edu/org/net.
Times five.
http://.
Wow. Love that so much.
Same.
So that was a fiasco, but it's all solved now. And we have a dope website that you should definitely check out.
A wonderful website that he has spent many hours, I'm sure.
Yeah,
creating and making sure that it looks aesthetically pleasing, and that it just is organized well. Organizing the episodes, I know we've talked about it a little bit before, but even still, like it's worth mentioning again. You should definitely
mention it again.
Yeah, absolutely. It's very organized.
Well, I think what you were going to get to is the categories.
Yes, all the categories.
The episodes are categorized by category.
Yes, with guest and split topics.
Rabbit holes.
Exactly.
Whatever you want, it's there.
Go check it out, my guys. Plus, we have little bios if you want to. For some reason, you feel like you don't know enough about us.
Well, it's like, for some, let's just say you're wondering, if there was an about us that was about Cody and Tyler, what would that look like? Now you know what that looks like.
Yes, with flattering pictures, I must say.
Yeah. Flattering pictures. Tyler is sitting on a wall.
I am.
And I'm sitting in this room. But I got on a hoodie that's available.
I have on a hoodie.
You do. We both have on hoodies in our pictures.
Wow.
Look at God. Well, the hoodie that I was wearing in my picture is available at our merch store.
Mine is at Walmart.
the tab for which can be found on our website. Again, at thattablepod.com. Let's just say it one more time.
thattablepod.com.
There's really no excuse not to just go look at the website. You know what I'm saying?
What's the website again?
www.thattablepod.com.
Wow. This week on Drop the Bop.
Okay. Brother Fred shows up once again.
It's funny that you mentioned that because
it's not Fred Hammond.
Oh, okay. I was about to say, yeah, I didn't know that. Well, the bop this week is a special one for me, honestly.
Really?
Jesus, You're Beautiful.
Ooh.
By Ben Porter.
This
is like the fourth time this group has been mentioned on here, but SXXNT. I don't know how to say that.
SXXNT. I don't know.
I don't either.
Scott Xavier.
Okay.
something.
I don't know. Jesus, You're Beautiful, Ben Potter, that group, and Freddie Fardon, featuring Hannah Sheets.
Ben Potter. Okay, I want you to know the first time you said Porter.
Did I?
You did.
Oops.
You said Porter again. I got food on the brain.
You got the Porter on your mind.
got the food on the brain.
Is this a slow-bo? This is kind of a slow-bo, but it's a lo-fi slow-bo. I kind of wanted to talk about lo-fi a little bit today, but I kind of forgot about it. But, you know, that'll be a little...
Next week on the table.
The guys go over their thoughts on lo-fi. But, yeah, it's a very chill song, but it's... And it has, as you can tell, a lot of singers on there.
Mm-hmm.
But I really appreciate it because they're all really good singers. But it's not too much. It's like, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm vibing to this. This is a bop.
Like, yeah.
It's just great. And, of course... It's about how beautiful Jesus is and how wonderful he is. So definitely go check that out. That will be in our Instagram links for in our highlights for Apple Music and Spotify.
I didn't even hit record.
You're lying.
I am.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been another episode of The Table. It's a family-friendly podcast that we upload weekly for your amusement. If you like that, subscribe and head over to Instagram and Twitter where you can give us a follow at That Table Pod. Leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. And please... share this podcast with your friends and your family. If you'd like to learn more about other ways you can support the show, take a moment to check out the support tab on our website, which, if you didn't already know, is www.thattablepod.com. We thank you so much for hanging out with us again today. It's been our pleasure to serve you. And as always, until next time,
be blessed.